like I said, my experience over in Europe was amazing. You know, it was great because my kids were all young at that time, so they're 9, 8, and 6 by the time we got done there. But you know, they saw more of Europe than most people have seen in a lifetime in a short period of time. But you know, it's a different brand of hockey, and I said I loved it. It wasn't, you know, you play 40 some games. You know, you have weeks off to go travel and stuff. But my wife and I we enjoyed it, especially this time of year during, you know, all the Christmas markets and stuff going on in Germany. That's part we miss.
Absolutely. Any names that we might recognize that you played with or against over there, Coach?
Oh boy, there's a ton. Guys on my team, like Mario Doyon, played in Montreal. Yeah, you know, Danny Lambert. Of course, another guy, Gilles Dion, that played in Montreal, that stole a Stanley Cup ring from me. So those guys were my teammates. But you know, it's amazing when guys that are over there that you think they're done playing hockey, they're playing over there. They're probably saying the same thing with me when I got over there. I thought you retired.
Are a lot of, I mean, was it a good mix when you were over there of players that were, that was going to be their pro hockey, and the players that had played in the NHL or in North America and come over kind of end their career over there? Was it a good mix of those types?
Absolutely. You know, I said, Butch Goring was my coach over there as well. So we had some guys that, you know, had great NHL careers, and just, you know, either for contract disputes or whatever was going on, they basically went over there and stayed. It was amazing how many guys went. I'm gonna go over there for 1 year and then come back and play in the NHL or come back and play in America. That just said, you know what, I love it over here. And that was kind of my philosophy. I went over there my first year, going, I was in a dispute with LA, and I came back and going, God, I don't need to deal with this stuff anymore. I'm gonna stay over here.
Awesome. That's really cool. All right, is this Coach Pearson? Do we have Coach on the line with us?
No, you don't.
Oh, okay, hold on. Hold on. All right, Coach Pearson is going to join us in just a little bit here on the Mel Pearson Show on Mix 93 WKMJ. And so this weekend, we don't know for sure. I know, and I don't know how much you can say, but I guess there's a chance possibly that Dylan Stamen could be getting ready to come back, maybe not this weekend, but soon. And how much of an impact do you think he'll make, Coach?
Well, once again, he's one of those guys I only saw play the first exhibition game and got hurt. So I'm hearing great things about Dylan. You know, I see him on the ice when I skate him. You know, he's a workhorse, doesn't complain. He'll skate and skate and skate and to get back. And, you know, he got the pins removed out of his finger, and I know he's been doing rehab. So I think he's close. I'm not going to say he's going to be playing this week, but you know, I'm pretty sure he's close to be getting the lineup or you know, trying to get back in the line. I mean, the great thing about this team is the depth there. There's so many guys. I mean, there's competition. You have Jake Jackson, you know, hurt his shoulder, that was playing good hockey before he got hurt. So it's going to be interesting when these guys come back and the competition for ice time and what Coach Mel is going to do with guys. And, you know, that's who you want to have. You want to have this competition between guys that keep guys on edge and on their toes. And, you know what, I got to be ready to play.
All right, Mel Pearson joins us here on Mix 93. Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Dirk. Good morning. It's a little nasty over here in Minneapolis today. Lots of snow and ice and hockey weather, I guess.
Yeah, we just changed the show to the Gary Shuchuk show, so you're off for the hook for a while here. He's doing a great job filling in for you today. We've got went through both games and, of course, talked a lot about Gary's background here and why you picked him as your new assistant coach this season. But if you have time, Coach, we'd like to get a quick reaction, I guess, from you on the series up in Fairbanks and a preview of the Alaska Anchorage series before we get to some of your questions.
Yeah, no problem. And, well, it's great to have Gary on. I think, as the listeners here, he's very experienced, you know, been on in the game a long time, done a great job, so we're very happy to have him, very lucky to have him on our staff. But, two good games in Alaska. I thought, you know, different games. The first night I thought we were ready to play, did a great job. We skated well, moved the puck well, did not convert on maybe our best chances. I thought we had a chance in the game to really get up on them, but their goalie Jenks played well, and consequently it was only a two-goal game going into the third period, and we got into some penalty problems again, but penalty killers did a great job killing off a five-minute major, then a couple more penalties. And overall, I thought we had a strong performance on Friday night. Some of our better players stepped up. Alex Patan, you know, Hainan and Lesbrunt, our leading goal scorers, all scored in the game. Then on Saturday, I thought it was a different game. They played with a lot more energy. tighter game overall, not as many grade A scoring chances, but we found a way to score a couple power play goals in the game, which was huge. And as you and I talk a lot, I'm not concerned about our percentage as much as when we're scoring our power play goals, and that was key for us. We needed to get them in that game, and then Jamie Phillips, I thought, had to make some key stops, especially in the third period in a one-goal hockey game, to preserve the victory, and then we can score the empty net goal. So overall, a gritty performance on Saturday night. On the road, the second night, after we've already won one game, and just a heck of a trip overall with the travel and everything else involved going to Fairbanks. I thought our team, our players did an excellent job. Really proud of them, how they persevered in those two games up in Fairbanks.
All right, Coach. Well, let's get to the we got a lot of questions here, and Gary can chime in, too, if he wants to, on some of these. The first one, though, this one came last week shortly after the show when the news broke about the Big Ten proposing the age limit be put down to 20 for an incoming freshman to have 4 years from what it is now at 21. And I know a lot of people are waiting to hear your thoughts on that topic, Coach.
Well, I understand, first of all, what they're trying to do. I mean, we're the one sport where the age is probably higher than any other sport other than men's skiing. So I get it. They're trying to, they're concerned about 17, 18-year-old players having to play against, mainly 25-year-old players, and that's a big age gap. So, I get what the Big Ten's doing. The only thing that bothers me about it is we're all partners in the great game of college hockey. We're all shareholders, and for the Big Ten to go out and do this on their own without any conversation with all the other schools involved. That's the thing that I guess concerns me the most about it, because we're all involved in this game, together. We need each other. If the Big Ten just wants to go out, or a few schools go out and have their own championship and do their own thing, that's one thing. So, but that was my only concern. I wish there would have been more dialogue about it, and instead of just sort of doing this under the clouds of night, not anybody really knowing what was going on. And that bothers me. As far as the actually rule and how it'll affect us, we've only got, I think, 3 or 4 players that this would affect. So, the grand scheme of things, I'm not overly concerned if it does pass. If you ask me if I voted, would I be for or against it? I think I would look at the majority of college hockey and go with the majority and say I would be against it. I don't think there's any reason to have to put an age limit on anything at this point. We already have an age limit. So, if you play after your 21st birthday in junior, you lose a year eligibility. So there's a rule in place which I think effectively, allows the players to play to a certain point, yet not come in at too old an age. So, I'm just disappointed that those schools, especially the Big Ten Conference, had no dialogue with the other shareholders and stakeholders in the college hockey world, which makes it a great game. I mean, we're all involved in it. So, I just wish they would have been a little bit more open and upfront with the other schools.
Gary, you came in as a 19-year-old, I think, when you went to Wisconsin, and you have any thoughts on that?
Well, I think that what's going to happen, too, if they try to pass it, it's going to affect not just college hockey, but it's going to affect junior hockey, and it's going to affect high school hockey around the states, because also you're going to see the USHL is going to get younger, and you're going to have guys that are going to, they're basically going to say college is going to tell these kids to leave their high school teams to go play USHL hockey, and so that program is going to get younger. Then also the North American League will be trickled down. So there'll be kids that are 20 years old out of hockey because of this. I really think that's what's going to happen.
All right, let's go to the next question. Coach, for you, it says, congratulations on the sweep in Fairbanks. What do you see as the team's biggest improvements in their defensive play to this point, and what areas need the most improvement?
I thought on Saturday, Friday especially, I thought we did a much better job of managing the puck and limiting our turnovers, and we moved the puck better. And going forward, we're going to have to continue to improve in that area. And I think it showed up a little bit Saturday. We had some blatant turnovers and didn't take care of the puck. And I've talked about that a lot. And we've got to make sure we continue to get better in that area. Against good teams, we can't afford to have some of the turnovers we've been making and just some unforced turnovers and some are forced, but just really taking care of the puck, understanding